Today, we are reviewing the third round picks of the San Francisco 49ers, and we got some roster news. That's right. Wayne, you ready to do this?
Knuckle up. Put them up. Guard your grill, baby.
It's the BAM show, y'all. Let's go.
These motherfuckers in the chat are hilarious. All right. So, yeah, we late. It's okay. 3 minutes. Don't you get 7 minutes before you consider late at your at a regular job? It's the 7-minute window.
My job is weird. Like, they do this thing where, like, you punch in at 4:05, it's 4 o'clock. You punch in at 4:06, it's 4 o'clock. You punch in at 4:07 and 30 seconds, it's 4:15.
Yeah, that's dope. See, it's the 7 minutes. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
What's going on, everybody? It's the BAM crew. You know what time it is. Breezy and Mike, we here, baby. And we back to talk San Francisco 49ers. And being that the draft is literally 3 weeks away, almost 3 weeks away till on tomorrow, be officially 3 weeks away, literally that the draft is here, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be reviewing the third round picks. Now, last week we brought you round one and round two. And this week we're going to bring you round three, and tomorrow we're going to do round four. This is going to be fun because this may be the round with the most picks, with the most draft selections. So, Mike, if you're doing good, I'm feeling great. Actually, my morning sucked, but it's not morning anymore. I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. I prayed, moved on.
You got to check the private messages, bro.
Uh-oh. Okay. So go ahead and hold that down.
All right.
So Mike's got to take a quick thing. He's going to be away for a second. And don't worry, we can hold the show down. This is the cool thing about this is what we do for life. Like, you know, we do this for life. But guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Breezy and Mike show. It's good to be back. Shout out to everybody out there, man. You know what time it is. When Mike's at the helm, I forget to shout out the crew. Red Jet Shell's in the building. Bam! Fred and Grady. And chat, like, and subscribe. Guys, make sure you hit that like button. If you're new to each one of the streams, go ahead and subscribe. Listen, if you're watching on one channel, go at the immediately at the end of the show, go to the other channel, subscribe to that channel. If you're already there, appreciate it. You can always become a member of the crews. What's going on, Vince? I see you out there. Happy Wednesday to you, my brother. JP hella hard in the building. Miss Debbie, good afternoon. Wayne, Mike, greetings to everyone in the chat on this wonderful Wednesday. Hit that like button, y'all. Subscribe and become a member to both channels. Channels. Yeah, kind of like I didn't even know you wrote that, and I said it at the same time. Kali out there, what's going on, baby? Oscar, what's good, baby? Hey, man, look. So we'll talk about some things now. For those that thought Brock Wright, the tight end that the San Francisco 49ers put in an offer sheet, a 3-year, $12 million deal worth up to $6 million guaranteed. If they thought that he was going to be a 49er, like, unfortunately, the Lions decided to match the offer. And the Lions, he will now be a Lion for next the next several years, next 3 years to be exact, right? Because it was a 3-year offer. So the Lions matched the offer. Brock Wright will not be coming to the San Francisco 49ers, which is an interesting thing because I'm wondering if the Niners are still going to be looking to bring in some type of veteran depth for at the tight end position. Now, they did have a signing on today, per some agents, and Adam Schefter. Running back Patrick Taylor of Green Bay Packers, I think he was their third-string running back. So the Niners got a new running back in their repertoire, right, in the stable of running backs. It's going to be an interesting camp. We'll see what he does. Didn't have too much production, you know, last season with the Green Bay Packers, but hey, nonetheless, he will be a San Francisco 49er. We'll see what it is. I'm sure his highlight videos are probably going to be surfacing the internet all of a sudden. When I looked him up on PFF, I didn't do anything much to stand out. I was really checking. I check for a couple of things when I look for running backs. I look for yards after contact, which is something good because his 146 rushing yards, 98 were after contact. So that's good, right? That's kind of good. But he didn't have many explosive runs. He didn't have too many explosive runs. So I was just like, Now, he might be a speedy guy. Does anybody know what he ran in his 40? Let's see if I can look up his 40 time. Patrick Taylor's 40-yard dash. Patrick Taylor, he was undrafted free agent in 2020. All right, so we'll see what his 40 time was. He ran a 4.57. All right, 4.57, 34-inch vertical. His broad jump was 123 inches. His shuttle was 4.34. I'd still rather see. I mean, they got him. They got a comp to him per mock draftable. They have comp Jeff Wilson. You guys remember that guy, former 49er, Jeff Wilson? They kind of got a comp for Jeff Wilson. Marlon Mack. Well, look. Welcome to the Bay, bro. Welcome to the Bay, man. We're glad to have you here. All right. So today's episode, we're going to go and talk about these third round draft selections by the San Francisco 49ers beginning in 2017 under the Kyle Shanahan regime. All right. So Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch. We'll talk about these third round draft picks. We'll play the hit or miss game. We have the wheel. We'll get that pinned up in a second. So just give me a second. Draft pick, draft history. Ugh. When I look up these players, I'm like, dang, the Niners, like, only one of these players is an all pro. Most of them aren't here, and the rest we're still trying to figure out. This is gonna be interesting. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right, this is gonna be interesting. All right, let's see if I can pull this up real quick. No, I don't like that. I hate Internet Explorer's trash. All right, we got the wheel up here. Let's click that wheel. Let's see who we're going to land on. We'll talk about them. I want to know if it's going to be a hit or miss. Hit or miss, ladies and gents. So I don't know if you guys remember 2017, the San Francisco 49ers drafted a couple of players in the third round, and one of those players was quarterback C.J. Beathard from Iowa. Same draft, they drafted George Kittle, believe it or not, in the fifth round. C.J. Beathard, big arm, not really a great quarterback, but he did last all the way to the end of his contract. I don't know if it was because there was nobody else or what, but C.J. Beathard did last to the end of his contract. Then he became a free agent and he signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We do have to grade the draft. I mean, the draft pick grade, it's kind of like a D for me, man. Like a solid, just straight up D. That's the stamp that I give on that. For you guys that are out there watching the live show, was that a hit or a miss? Like, what do you guys think? I mean, he did have a couple of games or two where he flashed, but that ain't enough. That wasn't enough. It definitely wasn't enough. So this is definitely a miss for me. And I gave it a D. Let's spin that wheel again. Let's see what we got going on. So, yeah, that's not a good pick. Let's get another spin. Let's see who we're going to go with now. I guess you could say Manuel said he served his purpose. We got D-plus from Manly. Yeah, I guess. He did. Dang, you gave him an F. All right, Trey Sermon. So Trey Sermon was one of the third-round picks in 2021. We had two third-round picks there as well. Man, I had high hopes for this Ohio State running back. I thought he was going to be able to come in and really splash and dash with the San Francisco 49ers, but he was cut. He was released. He made the roster. Didn't he get injured his rookie year? I think he got injured in one of the games. He had a good game against the Seahawks. I don't know if you guys remember that. This is a kid that I feel like served his purpose, but his grade to me was a D, like a D. Straight up D, and it's another miss. Like these are misses. Like these are, and you know what? I don't remember in 2017 with the compensatory compensation was, like what we had as far as compensatory picks. But I do know in 2021, 2022, a lot of the third round picks, 2023, a lot of them were compensatory picks. Just let that sink in for a second. Because I think the Niners kind of gamble with those picks a little bit more than they would with their regular third round picks. All right. He's a miss. Let's see what some grades you guys give him. JP hella hard with the F. I think this is about, that was about, William gave him an F. Manly gave him an F. Dang. Yeah, F. It's just D minus for me. I can't give him an F. He had one good game. So that one good game, it was against Seattle. I liked it. And then after that, he got injured shortly after that. And then it was just cut him. Like, and then he came back his second year. And, we drafted a running back that year. He came back and he just didn't have the explosiveness. He was too hesitant out of the backfield. And they let him go after the preseason, I believe. All right, Mike, let's spin that wheel. Here we go. What's up, Uncle Scott? Yeah, I gave him a D minus too. Oh, sugar snaps. All right. Well, Ambry Thomas. So Ambry Thomas, third round draft pick for the San Francisco 49ers 2021. It's one of those compensatory picks that I was talking about. The Niners had a couple of them in this draft as well. I don't know. Ambry's is in the D plus C minus range for me right now. And it's because of his inconsistency out on the football field. You know, I'm hoping he comes into camp this year and really showcases himself, balls out, and finds a way to make this roster. I think what the San Francisco 49ers are going to do is they're going to stack it with some DBs, and he's got to go out there and prove that he can go out there and do the daggone thing. But for me, it's a C- for Ambry Thomas. I got to factor in that rookie season when he was able to get consistency and being out there on the football field. And he had to cover man-to-man. He had to cover some tough wide receivers out there. I always say when it comes to Ambry, though, they never utilize him to his strengths. He's always playing off the ball 5 to 7 yards. So he's always given a cushion. I don't know if he's told to do that or what, but he does have pretty decent speed. So I'm not sure why they got him playing a certain kind of way. They don't really let him play press coverage, which I think he'll do a little bit better in against some of those wide receivers out there. If he plays more press man, it's kind of what he was doing when he came out of Michigan. But again, we'll see what happens. He's not a miss, but he's not a hit. So he's kind of like he's still in trial mode for me. I see. Okay, let me read some of these Ambry Thomas grades, because you know I could dig it. I could take it. I don't know where Red Jet is starting with, so I'm gonna start with her. She gave him a C+. Brett Brooks gave him an F. JP hella hard 2800 gave him a C+. Uncle B gave him a C. My man Thomas gave him a C-. He has made plays, but he's so inconsistent. Like, he could easily be a C+, B-, but his inconsistencies just make you be like, my man Manly gave him a C-, from the boss. My man Vince gave him a C+, decent play every now and again, has made some big plays. This, I'm not giving up on him, but he hasn't graced that C+ range. He's teetering into the D's. He's gotta show signs of consistency out there on the football field. You know what I'm saying? If we get the same consistency we got from him his rookie season, that's from the second half of that year, if we get that at the beginning of this season, Ambry Thomas could be a really good DB with the San Francisco 49ers. He just has to make the roster. My brother Kali was like, nah, D-. It's just a D-. Media, D, straight up. I got you. I could dig it. He's really good, but don't play enough. That's why I said he's got to get the reps, man. He's got to get the reps. My man Leon, I like the potential. Yeah, that's Ambry Thomas. Like I said, he's not a miss for me. He's just he's in limbo right now. He's in limbo. And most of these players that are currently on the roster are probably going to be in limbo. Let's spin that wheel again. Let's get it going. Guys, if you wonder where Mike is handling an emergency as of right now. But don't worry, we're going to hold it down for Mike. Uh-oh. He's going to pop in on this one. I feel like he's going to pop in on this one. Pause. Akella Witherspoon, 2017 draft. That year, that draft. This is the first year of Kyle Shanahan. They had one hit in this draft. It was George Kittle, right? Everybody else was a miss. Akella Witherspoon, though. See, okay. If I'm going to C minus. I think Akella Witherspoon is a C minus. I think Akella Witherspoon is the predecessor to Ambry Thomas. I think they're the same exact freaking player. Literally, I thought Akella Witherspoon rookie year gave us this hope of being a lockdown corner, and then something happened in the offseason. I don't know what it was, but something happened in the offseason. I feel like they're the same player. And we're grading him as a Niner, nothing else. We're grading him as a San Francisco 49er. We're not grading him as a Los Angeles Ram, where he seems to be better. I'm going to read some of these grades. I would love to get some of your thoughts on how you gave him higher than a C minus. He was a miss. Something was going on. Something behind the scenes, though, was going on between him and the coach. And he was in the doghouse for real. Something happened. And then, you remember that time he told the coach he couldn't play? And then all of a sudden he told the coach he could play? I don't know. It was just a weird story. He was injured. And then he was like, yo, I could play. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, damn, was that the Miami Dolphin game when we had to go and sign a guy named Brian Hill or something like that? I'm just curious to know. All right, here we go. Let's start with these Akella Witherspoon grades. C- for me. I'm going to start with Red Jet because she made it specific of who she was talking about this time. Witherspoon, she gave a B-. Interesting. You must like Mike. If I could be like Mike. My brother Jason gave him a D-. Ronnie33 with the D. 49 immediate C. So I'm in the, at least we in the same. We're in the same grade, letter grade. It's a C-, maybe she's, Mike, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like this one, Mike. Mike not going to like that. He's going to go back and watch it. Man, there ain't no way this man getting a B-. I want to know what Akella Witherspoon you watched that gave him a B-. You give him a B-. There's no way he should even be a B. C plus max. Crazy Juice with the D-. Brett Brooks with the C-. Oh, man, this is fun. CC, D. Mike, oh, this is for Mike. Yeah, he would. Yeah. He absolutely. Akella Witherspoon will get an A because his name start with A. That's exactly what it was. Yep. Thank you. Brian Allen was that cornerback we had to sign. He is playing well with the Rams, but he is not a Niner. Didn't play well with the Niners. Therefore, for the Niners, it was a miss. Big miss. But he is playing well with the Rams. Uncle Scott gave him a C+. I could dig it. That's the highest I could go for him. But he reminds me of Ambry Thomas. They were both inconsistent out on the football field. They gave you some lockdown stuff. They gave you some really great games. And then they just kind of gave up just passes. They would get beat. Ambry, Akella would get beat. Ambry would get beat. Anyway, same player in my opinion. Let's spin that wheel. Let's spin the wheel, baby. We got to get a wheel spin going on. I'm sitting here. Yeah, all right, there we go. All right. First of all, this is a miss. And second of all, I don't even know if I could give him a grade. He didn't play. He had a hell of a preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys, and then the injuries started. And so Jalen Hurd, we will never know who or what Jalen Hurd would be for the San Francisco 49ers. He might have been the steal of the draft, but we'll never know. It's hard to grade him, but I got to give a grade. Availability is your best ability, and he wasn't available. I gotta give it an F. I can't give it a 2B continued. He retired. I can't even give it a 2B continued. I can't even say he played for a different team. He tried. I can't give it an incomplete. So we're gonna start with the grades. We'll start with Red Jet. All right, one-legged A. Oh, that's yeah. Okay. Incomplete. I'm not gonna sit here and trash y'all grades. You give them an incomplete, fine. I'm just telling you why I can't give them an incomplete. F. Yo, this is my grade. Yeah.
Y'all tripping. I've been listening.
We know you've been watching. You ain't got to tell everybody you've been watching. They know that. I told them that you was watching. You about to talk about Kelly Weatherspoon, aren't you?
No, CJ Beathard. I'm going back. CJ Beathard.
Okay, I'm going on pause.
Was an A pick because of position and where we got him. As far as the player, he was a C, period. He was a C. Backup quarterback, came in, did his job, left.
Mike. He ain't do nothing that was C. He was absolutely not a C. Mike. Can you not do this for the show? You talk so much trash about him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he wasn't brought in to be a starter. It doesn't.
If the Niners were looking for a franchise guy, they would have got him. So
you're saying he was a C backup quarterback?
Yes.
That's dumb. You're not dumb, but you're talking dumb. You're talking dumb, Mike. What? Did he win games? No. Nah, I don't think he did. He won one game. CJ Beathard won a game. He got a game win. One game.
Three wins as a 49er.
One to three is the same mother freaking thing. My point is, he's not a C quarterback. And it doesn't matter whether he is starter quarterback or not. They drafted the wrong guy in 2017. There was plenty of other guys they could have got out there. They could have.
I didn't say he was the best pick. I'm looking at the position, what the team did, where they got him. That was an A.
Anyway, can you be current? Because you just messed up the whole flow of the show. Like we're literally on Jalen Hurd. We're on Jalen Hurd. Ain't my fault you missed all the other stuff.
So I'm trying to do a quick recap. Ambry Thomas, that was another B-plus selection, position-wise, and where they got him in the draft.
We don't care about where they got him. We talk about what they did.
As far as his play, right now, he's a C-minus. He's coming here. He's done some very CJ Beathard-ish stuff. Like, he's looked good at times. He's looked bad at times. We got to see where the ball falls with him. Then you had Akello Witherspoon. As far as a pick, again, you're looking at a B range. Looking at the guy and the need and what we had, good pick for the team. As far as production goes, B minus. He had some really, really good games for the 49ers before that injury. In the year that we got Richard Sherman here, he looked like one of the best corners in the league. Then he started to fall off. I heard you talking about the game where we had to sign my man against the Dolphins and all that stuff. There was a whole lot of back and forth about what happened. I know the truth, but I'm not allowed to say it. It's cool. He's gone. B minus, though. He was out there playing. And he played well, and he had some moments, right? Then it was Jalen Hurd. I still feel like I'm missing somebody else, but Jalen Hurd, the pick itself. Deebo Samuel should thank the 49ers for drafting Jalen Hurd because his whole identity in the NFL came from what Kyle wanted to do with this guy right here. So the pick itself, I give it an A. As far as what he did, obviously it's an F. The guy couldn't get on the field. He couldn't get on the field. I believe I touched on everybody already. I believe that's everybody. Oh, man, y'all had me over here sweating and itching. I wanted to get back in here so bad, Wayne. Oh, my God.
Can you spin the wheel, please?
Oh, we want to spin. Okay, we want to spin the wheel again. Okay, here we go. Bye-bye, Hurd. Oh, man, I missed my running back.
Do you want to touch on Trey Sermon, Mike?
Just real quick, the pick itself, I gave the pick an A. I think the Niners needed a running back, and I like that they didn't wait till the end of the draft or undrafted guys. I like them investing something in him. But Trey Sermon didn't do anything for the 49ers. I heard you giving him his props. You said he had that one good game, and he did. He showed some flashes, but the team didn't show patience in him. They didn't want to wait and let him develop. He left here, went to the Eagles or something like that, and I don't know where he is right now.
It's not that they didn't want to let him develop, Mike. You watched him go out there, and he just wasn't one of the best running backs in the stable.
Yeah. D plus.
It's not that they didn't want to let him develop. He just couldn't. He wasn't better than what they had.
That's fair.
Danny Gray.
Danny Gray. The pick itself. Wide receiver, trying to look at, add a little bit of a speed element. The Niners didn't really have that. I give the pick itself an A. As far as production, it's easily an F.
It's the production is an F.
Yeah.
I don't know if this pick was an A. There was other see what we're not doing is we're not going back and looking at like some of the other wide receivers that were drafted before Danny Gray. Like or after Danny Gray. I think that's what you got to do, right? Like the ones after Danny Gray. Right. So like I just feel like Danny Gray was drafted for speed and Trey Lance. And that whole experiment is gone. So I wonder if he's hindering from that. Because he's never been a route runner at SMU. He was a speed guy. He was a guy that can run burn routes and get open down the field on those routes. He could probably run a couple of posts, couple skinny posts, a couple of things like that. We know Danny Gray could get down the field. End of discussion. You gave him an F, you said? Production?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is definitely an F. It's just there's nothing. There's nothing to discuss about that, man. I can't give him a D, but let's read up some of these D's, man. Some people gave him a D. Some people gave him a D. We got a super chat contribution we'll read real quick.
Before you read that, I'm not even mad at the D or even like a something high, slightly higher, because we haven't seen him, right? I'm giving the production. It doesn't exist. I'm giving it an F, but it's more like an incomplete.
And that's what I said. I gave that preface that a lot of these newer picks would be incomplete, really, because they haven't, like Danny Gray. It's not like Danny Gray was like he was pretty much injured all last year, so he didn't even really get the opportunity last year. And so like he will have the opportunity to come into camp this year, compete, and see what happens, right? You know, we'll see what happens with Danny Gray. It is kind of incomplete, but his production is definitely a mother freaking F, 1,000%. Delvin Thomas.
Says, Breezy, do you get mistaken for RL?
I never got mistaken for RL. That's because you got to wear those Men in Black shades. Those are the shades he would wear. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Men in Black ones. There's this particular thickness to the Men in Black shades, if you know what I'm talking about. Did you know that those shades became famous?
The Oakleys.
They were Ray-Bans. I don't know if they were Ray-Bans, but they were shaped like Ray-Bans. I don't know if they were Ray-Bans. But do you know that? Okay, thank you.
He said with black Ray-Bans on.
Yo, they became famous, and there's a Men in Black shade from Will Smith wearing them joints, yo.
For real?
Yes, and them junks are like priceless. Like they're like really ridiculously expensive.
As a person who likes sunglasses, I can only imagine. Like I have some $300-$400 sunglasses in my house, and I got a couple of Versace's. I got a couple of
some flea market joints for $10, though. You know why? Because I break them joints. So like I make a mistake and like. Well, or they'll fall off my face by mistake, and then the lens gets scratched, and I'd be like, motherfucker.
Right. So I keep them in cases, but one of them had a very thin like metal, and I'm too rough. Like when I grab them and take them off, and pink, I can still wear them. And if I showed you, you wouldn't know they were broken, but I know they're broken. So.
I've never gotten the RL though. That's a new one. I gotta get some black Ray-Bans like those ones and try it, and then we'll find out. But that is my dude, RL. That is my dude. Shout out to his group Next. Remember that song Butter Love.
You got that butter love, baby.
You got the love that I want.
That was their first thing.
That album went hard.
That was their first single,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and then Too Close came out after that. Step back, you're dancing kind of close. That's my joint. Yeah, all right, my bad. Red Jet Shell in the building. This chat is an A+ Christmas Story style. Go, Ralphie. Yo, I got the Christmas Story hat, but it's upstairs. I got the raccoon joint. I do. I have one. It was a gift.
Fred and Brady to Ralph.
Ralph and Randy. Ralph and Randy. You motherfucker, and then Randy the snitch, right? Because Randy went home and said, this is what Ralphie said. You said what?
Little rat right there. All right, come on, man. Thank y'all for the stats, man. Keep them coming. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all are A+ out there, like she said in the comment there. Yo, man, Danny Gray, man, you got to wake up, and you better stay away from Rashee Rice. I ain't going to say nothing else on it, though.
Gone.
DDP.
So this is a miss. This is a miss. This miss. This miss. But is it a miss because they were overstocked? That's what I have a question for you. So much different when you're here and I can ask you the question. Like, is this a miss because of the overstock? He's playing, and he played more snaps than Trey Sermon. He played more snaps than any of those running backs they kind of like let go.
He's still here, right?
No, they released his ass. He gone, gone.
Damn, he gone too?
Yeah, them third round running backs, man, they don't stay long, dog.
They don't care, yo. They love them UDFAs more than they love the ones they invested in, bro.
Bro,
when did we let him go this year?
Bro, we just signed a 1-year deal to a UDFA, bro. I text that in the group chat. That's why I laughed. That's why I laughed.
I gave the pick. I gave the pick itself. I remember. I gave the pick itself like a D. D minus.
Because you, cause we like, shouldn't have been drafting a running back there.
Trey was still here. Like, what you doing? Like work on what you got.
But he beat out Trey. That was my point.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did. He leapfrogged Trey in the depth chart. So, you know, it's like, okay. And then as far as production goes, you got to give it a D minus also. Like a
D minus for the production? Yeah, a D minus is cool. He was a solid D for me. Pause.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. He's a D minus for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. 100% D minus.
Yeah. So wait, which one? I thought it was Trey Sermon that went to the Eagles. Are you telling me both of them went to the Eagles?
I think they both went to the. They both became Eagle running backs.
Wow. Yeah.
Trey Sermon got cut.
Wow.
Right. TDP. We'll see what happens. He's probably. We'll see. We'll see. They got a new.
You stand.
Hey man, I slowed it down, bro. Trust me, I slowed it down, 1,000%.
I want to shout out my partner right here, man, Wayne Breezy, man, Breezy, yo. I hit you like with a half a second, bro. I gotta jump on this call, man. Deposition going on. I forgot all about it. And then you just went into go mode, man.
This is what we
A1,
do, bro.
A1, bro.
Yo, yeah, this is what we do. Cause you would do the same, and I appreciate and love you, bro. So let's keep it moving. We got two more picks. How ironic is they were in this was the same draft.
Uh-huh.
Same round.
Again, football again.
I love that though. The color scheme you got going. Ha ha. It's Tavares Moore.
Who?
Tarvarius Moore.
Who?
Tarvarius Moore?
Yeah, F's all the way around, man. What is he? Where is he? What is he doing?
Oh, dude, I thought I was saying his name wrong. You asked me three times. I thought I was pronouncing his name right.
I heard you trying to put a little spit. Tavarius
Moore? I did. I wanted to get a little French. Tarvarius. What is it? I don't know. Didn't he tears Achilles doing something weird with the Niners? Like, or was that Jeff Wilson? One of them was Jeff Wilson, but I thought Tavarius Moore popped it too. Pause. Damn.
He's with the Bears right now. He did nothing in his time here with the 49ers.
He was definitely a dope ass. He get an A+ for special teams. He was gunning. Like, he was a gunner. That was the gunner. He was the gunner. We ain't going to throw all the shade. So if I give him an A+ on special teams and I give him an F on defense, what's that average? What's 100 plus zero? That's a 50?
That's a 50. Oh, shit. That's still an F.
What if we bump it up to a 59 F?
Is that a D?
Yeah, I think it's a D. Yo, do the math. You the mathematician.
But I don't know the grade scales. I don't know where the numbers
159. So that's 159 divided by 2. So that's a 7. That's a C. Oh, hell no. He ain't no C.
No. He's not there. Mm-mm. If you want to just make him a 59 overall, is that what grade is that?
That's an F.
59 is still an F?
Yeah, 60, he would be a D minus.
Yeah, F, bro.
Yeah, F. It's not we could do. It's not we could do. Sorry, Tarvarius.
For your contributions on special teams, we appreciate it, I guess. Wayne does. But, you know, nah. Nah,
I can't. Wait, Mike. You're not gonna throw me under the bus like that. First of all, every year we complain about special teams.
I tried to talk right over.
This one particular guy was a stud on special teams till he got hurt.
Right.
Till he got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what this is? You know what this is like? This is how crazy this is, bro. It just hit me. Like, when you're on special teams, you got to do everything in your power to not lose that spot. Because once you lose that spot, look, you and you hitting ghost town, like you drifting off into the sunset. Because when he got hurt, I don't know who it opened up the door for. It might have been like Jordan Mason or so. I can't remember who it was, but somebody took his spot. And when he came back, he was never able to reclaim it. It's crazy, Trey.
It happens. But see, here's my issue with this comment, right? And Dre noticed my dog, right? But here's my issue with this comment. He picked off Mahomes in the Super Bowl and started. So, now hear me out.
So Tavarius,
hear me out, right? So did my guy from Jersey and Jair Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
What grade would you give Jair Brown today? It's nothing higher than a C, right?
It's a C.
It's nothing higher than a C.
It can't be higher than a C.
Who did more for the Niners?
Jair Brown.
So then why can't this still be an F because he got a pick? Like, stop.
He had a good play. You know what I thought? Here's what I liked about Tavares. The Niners at one point would use him as a dime backer. You know what that is? Like, he'd be the extra DB that come out right. And so that's when he was good. Like, that to me, that's when he was that dude. Like, he had one responsibility opposed to playing safety and having several responsibilities. Like, you know what I mean? And so that's where he struggled. He struggled with the responsibilities and knowing where to be and where to go when he had to play deep or he had to play. Now, as far as him being a ball hawk, that's what he do. That's what he does. That's what he does. You know, that's what he does.
Okay. All right.
But this was a miss.
So actually at the time, this was actually a really good pick for the Niners. I remember us thinking that we needed somebody back there. It was a good pick itself, but the player just wasn't hitting for what it was hitting for. So, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't got to spin the wheel on the all.
I like hearing the sound effect. Sorry, not sorry.
A lot of people giving Jair Brown a B plus, and I just think that's kind of high for
I got jersey bias,
and that's high for a kid that didn't start every single game, that still made a bunch of mistakes, and he's great at intercepting the ball. Like, that's, he's a ball hawk. He's always a ball hawk, though.
Right.
Hey, that's why you brought him in. But I just don't see how he's a B plus. I saw several missed tackles. Do we need to go over missed tackles?
We saw missed tackles. We saw him out of position so many times. Like, that, one of the biggest plays in the Super Bowl was between him and what's his name? Wasn't it Gibson?
Oh, him and Gibson. He was on the. He was in the coverage. He didn't blow the coverage. He just didn't. He didn't play the ball, and he probably thought Gibson was going to turn around and try to make a play on the ball, which is why he was the safety to save the play.
Man, look, I'm just saying, like.
He's a C to C plus for me.
I wouldn't say nothing to about him on this show that I wouldn't say to his face, because he'd be around the corner and I'm not trying to run into him.
Oh, Mike Chicken shit. But he's still
no chicken shit. He's not a B. He's a C.
He's still a little kid and get his ass whipped. Therefore, I said,
and he was a rookie. There's nothing wrong with that.
Which means he has so much potential to grow into that A guy.
If you're a rookie on a loaded roster like this, is already a C.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Stop.
Because, all right, so let's be fair. Fred Warner, rookie season. What grade did you give him?
The pick itself.
I want to know from his performance. I don't care about the pick. What performance?
Oh, come on, man.
His rookie season, you gave him a what?
Oh, his rookie year.
Yes.
Just the rookie year. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought
don't apologize, but there's a reason why I'm asking, and I know you know the reason.
Year. His rookie. Oh, you about to start some beef with Reuben Foster? Is that what you
mean? No.
I give him. I'm gonna give. Oh man, that was back when Fred was wearing what, 45.
Can we pull up? Can we pull up his rookie year stats?
54.
He was wearing 45. He's 54 now.
45. I think Fred Warner, his rookie year, actually was better than what I expected him to be, because I didn't think that we had a need for him. 48
was that?
48. Yeah, I'm gonna say that the Fred Warner.
I thought Fred Warner
a B-. B minus.
Okay. So that's why with Jair Brown, that's why I said he's probably C to C plus. If some people want to give him a B minus, I could dig it. Like, he definitely flashed potential. The question is, what is he going to do this year? And will he show the consistency of up, you know, moving up a notch? Because he's going to get his shot. He definitely going to get his shot.
Rookie year. Damn. Fred been consistent as a mother clucker.
He was a tackler. That was the year we got rid of Bowman, right? Like, didn't we let Bowman walk, or did he come in the year with Bowman? Yeah, that was crazy.
Bowman walked. Reuben Foster, they were still trying to work it out with him. And yeah. He had 3 tackles for loss. He had 2 quarterback hits. He had 85 solo tackles, 124 total tackles, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. And 6 passes defensed. I mean, let me tell you something.
But that was that
numbers at all.
They weren't, and that was the shift. The Niners were going with the hybrid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They started this hybrid linebacker, the conversion of a safety to a linebacker. Like, nobody was doing that. And now everybody's doing that. That's crazy. Fred Warner's an A-plus for me. You know, just.
And that was his second highest amount of solo tackles in his career.
He was the guy, though. He was the man. Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. A-plus for me.
He made us realize how stupid Reuben Foster was. That's crazy.
Crazy. They said he was paired with Quan Alexander his rookie year.
Quan, that's who it was. Quan Alexander. There you go.
So third round, man. I feel like the Niners. You didn't put Jake Moody in here, and I'm curious to see why Moody didn't get.
He wasn't the third round pick, was he? Was Jake Moody a third round pick? I thought he was a fourth round pick. Uh oh. Now I gotta look. Hold on, Jake Moody. Damn, I left somebody off the list, man. Wayne, you know how to shoot a brother down, and I'm feeling good, man.
You left the Michigan player off the list, too.
Oh, that's what your beef is. Okay.
Oh, 100%.
Pick 99, he's the guy. Remember, I keep telling y'all that we own pick 99. It was him. It's him. Mm-hmm. Wayne, it's him.
Don't, you can't make me laugh right now.
I'm going to spin the wheel. Ready? Here we go. Bing! Jake Moody. 2023, number 99 overall. All right, so the need, A plus
for the need. They needed a kicker.
For the need.
The Robbie Gould.
Hold on now. I dare you front on the results. I dare you front on the results.
I'm a harsh grader. He was still a C plus B minus for me.
He's an A kicker, bro. Stop playing with me.
He's not an A kicker, Mike. He will be an A kicker, though. I can tell you that right now. You know, this is where he struggled. He struggled under pressure, and which was weird to me because he never did that in college. So it was really hard for me to defend when he would miss a gimme. And I think the fact that he missed too many gimmies is what kind of. But he finished an 85%, 86% field goal kicker, right?
84. Yeah, 84.
Yeah, 85, almost 100% PAT guy. Come on, right?
Bro. He had 1 missed extra point.
Yeah,
one.
Almost 100%, right? That's what I said. Come so, on, like, he was definitely solid, but it's the situations that he missed certain things. But then he comes out, he nails these big kicks in big moments. So he's just a B for me right now. I know some people will grade him lower. Some people are going to grade him really high. That's fine. To each their own. But I think right now, judging him, he's in the B range. I think with being now that he's a professional, now that he knows how to be a professional, now that he's been with an organization out on the West Coast, we never really even factored that in. That's changed. I think he's going to be fine. He's going to turn into one of the best kickers in the NFL. I can tell you that right now. The Niners are going to have one of the best kickers. And then when we do this 2 years from now or even next year, when we be like third round kicks, he'll be an A. We'll be like, oh, yeah, he's an A. Like A plus. Like, you know what I mean?
I really wish people knew. Never mind. I'm just going to shut up. It's cool. It's cool.
Well, look, I'm telling you, like, for missing a kick in Cleveland, missing a few kicks after that. He missed a game winner in Cleveland, so let's just keep it what that was. And then he missed a couple of kicks after that. And I thought that's when people started spiraling. I was the only one not spiraling out. Like, literally, like, I got to relax. And I just felt bad, like, every time. Then all his balls were, like, kicked to the left. Like, I don't know if you remember, every time he would kick, the it was slightly to the left. Like, it was start in the middle and skew to the left. And we would be like, yo, what is he doing, right? So I don't know if he was trying something, testing something out. But it's, yeah, that's a pause. That was a pause. Mike gave me the pause face. That was a pause face. But listen, I think he's going to be an A-plus kicker for the San Francisco 49ers.
As do I. As do I. I'm not going
hard. He's just not there yet.
That's cool.
I can't wait till we do 7th round picks.
I think as a rookie, he went out there and really, really did his thing. Like, and I'm not exaggerating.
He did, and he was the majority of the season, he was consistent. So when he would miss, you knew something was up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Brandon Aubrey was the only rookie kicker better than him.
And he missed at the end of the season, if I'm not mistaken. That was his first miss.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but the Dallas Cowboy fans don't, they're different than the 49ers. The 49er fans, everything you do has to be, like, you can't miss, you can't drop a pass.
No, you have to be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Perfect. You got some gum? You got to be Mr. Perfect. Yeah.
You have to be flawless here in order for anybody to appreciate you with the 49ers. Like, you're not allowed to drop a pass.
It's tough to be a 49er. Like
right. You're a running back. You got to average 5 yards to carry.
5.2.
Right. Like, don't come in here.
4.9 ain't cutting it.
Like, yeah. Like, don't do that.
4.9 ain't cutting it, though. 5.2.
They want a perfect rookie kicker, and all y'all tight because of the Cleveland game. No, if your fucking offense could have got the ball rolling better.
Oh, now you want it. So that's the, yeah. I mean, we can have that conversation, bro. I mean, like, that's a whole nother conversation we can have.
I'm chill. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 49ers signing running back today. We lost out on the tight end. I don't know if you talked about that. I had to take the air thing out.
Yeah, we talked about Brock Wright remaining a Lion and Patrick Taylor, the new running back for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Wayne, man, thank you so much.
Bobby Heenan.
I'm so mad. Yo,
do you remember wrestling? Do you remember Mr. Perfect's manager? Did Thomas just hit me with the Bobby Heenan, dog?
Was it Mr. Perfect WCW?
No, he was WWF.
He was WWF?
Yes.
I apologize. And that must have been when I started phasing.
He just called me Bobby Heenan. Yo, I am a fan. You know I love me some Jake Moody. Y'all gonna keep his name out y'all motherfreaking mouth too. I'm gonna tell you right now, when he kick a ball and it go through the end zone, through the field goal post, whatever you want to call it, I am coming for y'all. I promise you. I'm coming. Pause. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about, man.
A kicker. Straight up. He'll be A+ after this season.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, man. No way to go but up. All right. I think that's it, Wayne.
This was fun. I like it. We had a lot. Mike, this was not fun. They only hit on, like, we playing spades? Let's do it as spades. It's like one in a few possibles.
We take a board, right? What's board? Three, four?
Three, five, three.
We got the handicap board. We over here. Oh, I should have said that. We got the special board. We got the board for beginners.
We going nil. I'm telling you right now.
Right. Real estate players don't even do that, Joe. That's only video games, right? Like, that's where we at. That's
third round. Third round ain't it.
We got Jake Moody. Jake Moody was a hit.
Okay.
We got Fred Warner was a hit.
That's two. We got two and like four possibles. Two and three possibles. Jair Brown. Possible?
Brown wasn't.
I don't know if he a hit. I got to see this year. Just like Talanoa Hufanga had a good rookie year, right? Then the second year he became an All-Pro. See what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
Randy Gregory got signed to the Bucks.
So?
Just letting people know where the former 49ers are going. Dang, Mike, you was.
They gone. They don't mean nothing to me no more. Sorry.
Well, what type of manager is Mike from wrestling? He is ruthless.
Hey, I'm. What's my man's name with the urn?
Paul Bear? Nah, you're not Paul Bear. He was weird.
That's it. All I gotta do is this and get your ass up. That's it. If you don't get up, then we dead. It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Oh, my Undertaker.
They call me Coco Beware. So if I'm Coco, Mike would be more Coco Beware. He got the braids. Well, Coco didn't have braids.
That's racist.
Well, I was just convinced. Then Mike is Junkyard Dog. Then F it.
Oh, didn't the Bushwhackers have a shorty? What was old girl's name? Wasn't there a girl that came out with the Bushwhackers?
The Bushwhackers had a manager?
I thought there was a girl with, oh, how do I type this in? I'm afraid to type in Bushwhackers girl on my Google. I can only imagine what's going to pop up. Bushwhackers girl manager. I swear they had a girl manager. All right, I'm not clicking none of these videos. All right, never mind. I thought there was a Bushwhackers. I thought the brothers had a manager at one point. Are we still live? You shut the show down? Oh, he left me alone. Damn, how long I was by myself. I wouldn't even look at it. All right, y'all. We live all the time. Just kicking it with the fam, bro.
Yo, you needed a moment, bro. You needed a moment.
I ain't got nothing else to say, man. I'm done. We out of here.
Yeah.
I'll be back just to laugh some more. All right.